Jenny.
Kristen.
You know that our Super Bowl is coming up. What we
Mother's
like to do.
Day.
Mother's Day. It is approaching. And might I just say, it is also our 10-year anniversary, which is kind of exciting.
So send us flowers, everybody.
Wait, send us flowers. It's weird. We're going to tell you how to do that just right now. If you're still trying to figure out what to do for Mother's Day, look no further than Teleflora. It's a really great choice when you want to send something that feels genuinely thoughtful. Their bouquets are made by local florists and hand-delivered instead of just being packed up and shipped in a box.
I love Teleflora. You know, when I send your mom flowers, and I do believe I owe her some flowers right now because I need to send her some for Mother's Day.
Don't you do it before I do it.
When I do, I always use Teleflora because they're made by like local artists. I know it's going to get there on time. I know it's going to be beautiful. Just sending your mom flowers really like gives your mom, who's always feeling like, am I doing this right? Flowers are like, love you, mom. You are doing a good job. Here's the one day I'll remind you.
Use promo code IMOMSOHARD20 for 20% off bouquets now through Mother's Day. Again, that's teleflora.com. Promo code IMOMSOHARD20. Hey, are we podcasting?
Are we podcasting?
I think we're podcasting.
We're back in the podcast office.
Yep.
And Kristen got a new notebook, I see. Is that new?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I spilled ZQL all over my old one. And Everybody makes fun of my yellow pads that I flip the pages too loudly. So I thought I'd class up and get like a from the airport.
It's so nice. I got my purple. You know I love purple.
My purple notebook.
Gosh.
It has all my strong thoughts in it. So there's exactly 3 pages written
Ooh.
In there. I pity the fool that looks at my notes and tries to make sense of them. They're just like, oh, she needs to go to the dentist. She feels bad about saying the F word too much. And she likes to do math.
Yeah, I've seen your notepads. Yeah,
they're only for me to decipher.
Yeah. Well, besides that, we're both wearing pink for our topic today.
Which is, you're going to figure it out. But first of all, make sure that you rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast.
You guys have been, and we really appreciate it. We really do.
Go to, you can find us anywhere you listen to podcasts. You can
watch it on YouTube.
You can watch it on YouTube. And we're on all of the grams and the Twix.
The socials.
The X's and
it's the
Y's.
The X now, yeah.
Whatever it is, we're on it. We're happening, people. But yes, today we are going to talk in depth about Barbie.
Barbie the movie.
We are giving you the opportunity right now to shut us off. If you are me, which this is how it works, and this is literally happened at the dinner table last night. Finn's like, I really want to see Oppenheimer. And I go, bub, 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 bub. Don't you tell me that you saw one single thing on it. I don't want to know what you've read or what you think you saw. The answer is no, A, and B, don't talk about it because I don't want to have one spoiler before
I
go to that
movie. Yeah. She was very adamant. For a second, I thought you were going to say, because like if somebody doesn't want to see it or they don't like Barbie, and I was going to say, every person should go see this movie.
I 100% agree. But I just feel like we should say, there's going to be a lot of spoilers. It's all spoilers. Don't think that you can listen to our podcast and get what the movie's about. You need to go have the experience yourself. It's that good.
Because I heard from everybody how much I was going to love it, and I didn't believe everybody because a lot of times, like, people go, hey, have you seen this great movie called Chariots of Fire? And I'm like,
I don't think anybody's...
No. Well, I mean, like, all these Oscar-winning movies, I don't always love them.
Barbie, if you don't love Barbie, I don't know who you are as a human.
I don't know. I love B-sides, you guys. I like something kind of weird.
Well,
this movie
would make sense because it's a B movie. It's a Barbie movie.
Barbie,
see what I did there? It's
movie.
A bar.
Very clever.
Movie. I do feel a little tired today, and I'm definitely a little raspy, so I'm going to be the male contingent of this podcast.
Well, I am too. Everybody's just going to think, boy, that one's like a very short man with...
Is that what they're going to think when they're going to think that you aren't very tall based on your voice?
Yeah, you can tell it's coming out of a smaller frame.
Okay,
person.
Let's talk about Barbie.
Okay,
if you haven't seen Barbie, Barbie is directed by Greta Gerwig, and has the most amazing cast. And basically, the story is that this one Barbie is who is the very unfortunate looking Margot Robbie, not attractive at all, not a perfect specimen, not super cool, not none of the things, has not been blessed in any direction.
If you don't know who that is, she's being willfully opposite.
It's upsetting how gorgeous and cool and nice she's and genuinely yeah. down. She's like, you can't, Margot Robbie just has this reputation of being like the cool chick that just says the thing. She's not like a princess, which I don't think that's the right word to use, but I'm just saying like, she's not a diva in any way. And she was the producer of Barbie. So when they would go into these meetings, she would say the hard stuff, which I think, outside of her being this really talented actress, it just shows that she's also this really incredible leader, which I just get so excited about.
Now, sidebar, I had heard years ago that Amy Schumer was attached to play Barbie and then changed her mind. And she had said like, or answered a question in the affirmative that when she was attached to it, it was a different script. And
of course,
it wasn't
it had to be.
As much of a feminist story as it is. And
yeah.
I don't care. After watching it, I'm going to use that word. I don't care.
Oh, that's going to be my favorite thing to talk about on this episode is I believe that Greta Gerwig has single-handedly rebranded the word feminist to mean something that finally, for a lot of us who have struggled with that word, it clicks in. Because Greta Gerwig, who I've always adored as a director, she directed Lady Bird. She's just like, she was an actress to begin with, and then she did Little Women, she did Lady Bird, and then she did Barbie. Obviously, Barbie having this like massive budget and being like a real big swing for a woman director to get that opportunity. And she just, every interview she's in,
because all the dudes have always had
always the dudes have directed everything. But the thing is that I love about her, that I got like really overwhelmed one night and made a TikTok and it didn't post, but I really did feel like I was like in a moment, is the thing I love about her is that she expresses herself with all the things that make one feminine or have feeling, and it's no less impactful because we tell women, you know, you can't associate feeling or anything with it, or tears, because then it's less impactful, or it needs to be more masculine.
It's less logical.
It's not as intelligent.
Okay, so that was the first time I cried. So sidebar, I brought my kids to it.
I did too.
And yeah, Kristen said it was okay. I looked up. We're like, it's our own fault that we have like not let our kids watch anything that's like not a kid show. So they're starting to though. So I checked like commonsense.org to see like what it was and all this stuff. I was like, oh, I'm okay with
it's
all
it's just
that.
Innuendo. There
Can
was nothing
that
about
it.
It
was the freaking like previews beforehand that was all
oh,
like,
oh, for sure.
Oh my God, I had no idea.
The trailers will kill you.
I had no, like, my husband and I were just like, our daughter's between us, my son's on the side, and our heads were bobbing back and forth. I was yep. like, hey, Seth Rogen, I know you don't have kids, but some yeah. of us do. Why'd yeah. you have to do a trailer before this movie that doesn't have really any swears in it?
I'll tell you, trailers and billboards will kill you as a parent Jeez. Faster than the movie you're seeing or anything. You're like, oh, I didn't know that when you bought work boots, it has to be with a thong bikini
attached.
A topless
woman. I yeah. don't understand that.
Yeah. And you're like driving through your neighborhood and those American Apparel ads where the girls are like,
Just all crotches.
And my daughter's like, you know what I want her to do? Put on some pants.
Please, all of us like, do.
I want her to put on pants too.
But I have to say I was a hot mess watching this movie because there were so many things on so many different levels that like affected me and resonated with me. And, but a thing that really heightened my emotion was that my daughter, who is 8 years old, and there are themes and there are things that are like over her head.
Well, she hasn't experienced them yet.
She hasn't, but she was leaning forward in her seat, watching like, you know, partly it's like so beautiful. It's like eye candy. It's incredible.
It makes you happy watching it. And that in itself is magic.
But she also said at one point, she goes, but why isn't there just a place for women?
Yeah.
And I was like, I go turn and say that to your daddy. So and then at the end of it, I go, what do you think the movie means? And so I took pictures of her, which I can post on the podcast during the movie because she was so into this movie. But at the end of it, I go, what do you think that movie means? And she goes, that real is beautiful.
Yeah. I think Finn and Eleanor were, Finn, I was really impressed with. At no point did he, it was just great for him. He wanted to dress in pink. He wanted to be a part of it.
Yeah.
I will say, if I had to say one little criticism about it, and this is why I love this movie so much. There was at one point I was like, is this getting a little heavy-handed in sort of this, that like every line is an impactful line about the struggles of being a woman, honestly. But it was just a different version of storytelling. Then when I left, I can't stop thinking about it. So then I know it's a really good movie. Like if I see it and I'm impacted, that's one level. But if it just keeps coming into my ether, then it's a movie that kind of changed my DNA. And I just read this great tweet that said we have BB and AB, before Barbie and after Barbie.
I mean, there are so many different levels of that course, this movie hits. Probably, But no, I thought one of the most interesting things was at the end, Ken feels like Barbie has been meant to feel for years.
100%.
Where he's like, feels like he's forced into competition with other people.
Yep.
Which, you know, men are naturally, I think, competitive. I think it's like ingrained in them. But like, I feel like what you're just saying, where women are like, feel competitive, I feel like that's been kind of forced upon them a little bit.
100%. But I thought this movie did a good job of reminding us it is this endless sea of we can help each other and collaborate with each other and be open. And you and I have had such wonderful experiences with women and like we get to see the best versions. So when I talk about that, it was just in an effort to say like those themes in the movie are very strong. And it reminds me again of why it's like so cool to invest in women and to allow women to tell stories the way they want to tell it, not that it has to be done through the lens of the way a man would tell it, but that creative person is unique to themselves, be it their gender too. You know, she took this story and told it the way she wanted to. She was a huge Barbie fan when she was a kid. She was talking about that, like the sets are all, this is what I love. They're all practical. They're all, so there's no special effects. So when they're on that boat, there's like guys on the side with like streamers, like making the water look like it's moving.
So
she said everybody, they were in London when they were shooting the principal photography, and it was gloomy out. So when everybody would walk in, it would literally, the doors would open and it's all that pink and blue and everything. And she said people would literally, their moods would lift. And I was like, what a great reminder that like pink makes us feel good. Like we can, it's such a metaphor. I get so jazzed.
Every like device in the movie, like those are like where they're on the jet ski and the
it's hilarious.
The tandem bike, all of that. They're all devices that you 1000% believe in and they make sense to you. And like, all of the what I would consider like exposition.
There was a lot of exposition,
but
I loved it.
I loved it because it all made so much sense. It's 100%. So like fantastical, but like I bought into all of it.
Me too. Like you just told me, just go, okay, they're going to take a jet ski to a boat. And you're like, yep. They're going to take a boat to a thing. You're like,
it was just incredible storytelling. Like
I
the
agree.
Thing that, so basically what it is, you've seen it. And if you haven't, you're okay with spoilers, is Barbie in Barbie Land is being affected by the girl who plays with her in the real world.
Which is America Ferrera, who kills it.
Who has to, oh my God.
That monologue, just look it up. Just read it to yourself over and over.
Oh my God.
It's copy on my phone right now.
It's so incredible. But I mean, I cried certainly at that part. But at the beginning part, I cried just in that like opening montage where they're showing what Barbie Land is like.
Yeah.
Oh, I have to tell you my rubs about. There were two things in it that I was like, it was perfect except for these two things.
Okay.
And but in the beginning montage, there's like this I don't know if she's playing an attorney that's arguing between
it's my favorite line.
Supreme Court. Yep. And she said, look, I can be all of these things.
She says, I can be emotional and logical at the same time.
Yes.
I got goosebumps.
I
can that be a thing?
It hasn't felt like it's allowed to
be a thing.
It's that women have to be so stoic. And we've always said this too. Like, if you are going to be a woman in comedy, you better be twice as funny because you're not.
No,
like,
one's going to give you a break. And they're also going to think it's perfectly fine to fucking mansplain during your shit. And like,
if we had a nickel for every time some guy said to us, like we had some bro last weekend when we were doing our show that said he wanted to do our comedy show. Well, you know what? Do you this go, for 25 years,
yeah, go
buddy.
Fucking get in a club and actually build a set. But you're not. Don't. That's a different.
Because we've been. I'm going to get down the. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
another. That might be the second podcast because I literally.
Oh, God.
Just want to shred that, bro.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Jenny.
Kristen.
You know that our Super Bowl is coming up. What we
Mother's
like to,
Day.
Mother's Day. It is approaching. And might I just say, it is also our 10-year anniversary, which is kind of exciting.
So send us flowers, everybody.
Wait, send us flowers. It's weird. We're going to tell you how to do that just right now. If you're still trying to figure out what to do for Mother's Day, look no further than Teleflora. It's a really great choice when you want to send something that feels genuinely thoughtful. Their bouquets are made by local florists and hand-delivered instead of just being packed up and shipped in a box.
I love Teleflora. You know, when I send your mom flowers, and I do believe I owe her some flowers right now because I need to send her some for Mother's Day.
Don't you do it before I do it.
When I do, I always use Teleflora because they're made by like local artists. I know it's going to get there on time. I know it's going to be beautiful. Just sending your mom flowers really like gives your mom, who's always feeling like, am I doing this right? Flowers are like, love you, mom. You are doing a good job. Here's the one day I'll remind you.
Use promo code IMOMSOHARD20 for 20% off bouquets now through Mother's Day. Again, that's teleflora.com. Promo code IMOMSOHARD20.
There's a lot of, yeah. Yeah, there's okay. A lot. There's a lot. So, okay. But the two things that bug me, I didn't like the last joke. I thought it was the laziest of the whole thing.
Okay. That's a big spoiler, big spoiler, big
and
spoiler.
And I know what.
What do you think it should have been?
I don't know.
Do you want to say what it was?
Yeah. Yeah. It's that.
Well, she's the setup. She's in a car and you think she's going to a job interview.
Yes.
And she walks in. It's close up of Margot Robbie. So at first I have to like remind myself that I'm not French kissing the screen.
Right.
But then she says,
I'm going to the gynecologist.
I'm here to see my gynecologist.
Yeah, because it's set up earlier in the movie that she doesn't have genitals, which is one of my, Ryan
hilarious.
Gosling, when he goes, no, I have a vagina. I have all the things. Because he's like so ashamed in the real world to say that he just has the plastic. That was kind of the only setup for it. And I know what she was trying to say was, I have balls now. I'm real. I have a vagina, well, you know?
Yeah.
But it didn't feel that. It didn't feel that well set up to me. I didn't laugh. But it.
I can agree with that as I think about it because I would say it felt tonally different. It felt tonally different. It might have been really awesome for her literally to go into a job interview. Like, it might have been great. But I can see why they did it. It wasn't the thing. It wasn't my takeaway.
No.
What was your other rub? That was that one?
That they make a mention that there's no female Supreme Court justices in the real world. And there's four.
Right.
Which I sort of feel like, here's the other thing. Not only do you have to be really funny, if you want to be a feminist, you better know your shit. Like, you have to be able to defend your story. And there's four Supreme Court justices that are women right now. So that, like, everything was what we deal with except for that.
Yeah.
And that kind of just bugged me. Like, it was a reference that, and it was funny because my husband said the same thing. Now, he also
breezed right through that part.
God, you know what I couldn't get enough of was Ryan Gosling and Michael Cera. And I go, do you see my face right now?
Yeah.
Of course a dude would say that.
Yeah.
I was like, what the?
My rub is like I told you. I felt like there was a couple times where I was like, there's too much like, talking about problems and not moving forward. But right when it felt like that, it would move forward.
Yeah.
But again, it's just a different type of storytelling. And it impacted me because I left and I, in the post that I said, cause I took the kids when we were at the Pechanga Resort, we went to Temecula and went to the movie and we had like those really awesome seats that like recline. And my kids did not recline at all. They were so into it. And Eleanor and here's what I think is so interesting. there were definitely a few moments that I was caught off guard of how emotional I became.
Me too.
At the idea of some of the things that without even knowing it, you just endure as a woman. And it's not a victim thing. It's just the truth. It is, you know, dealing with your skin starting to look different as you age, or being unsure of yourself when you're young, when you would give anything to go back to that age. Like all of these, this perspective towards women, towards themselves and the outside world is has criticism attached. And it, and this was a real like colorful a representation of that. And I felt caught off guard by some of those moments that made me feel like, well, A, I'm proud to be who I am today, but also like, man, that shit ain't easy. And my daughter's not going to be able to like outmaneuver it. It's some of it is just part of growth in life and this world we live in. And I felt like, at those moments when I was caught off guard or emotional, my son would turn and look at me before I had, because he was
mine were so
feeling
aware.
Sympathetic and empathetic towards me. There was obviously some.
Well, I don't know if that's why mine were looking at me, but they looked at me. They were really shocked by how.
There's one moment in the movie.
With the old woman?
Yeah.
Okay, because that part got me mostly because I had read that Warner Brothers wanted that scene cut. And Greta Gerwig fought them and said, I don't know what this movie's about if that scene is not in there.
I think the threat of that movie would be gone if that if that wasn't in there, because that did so much in terms of grounding the story in true love and the love between a grandmother, like a grandmother's love or a maternal, like an older figure being there and then guiding this new person. Like, I mean, I had all the feels in a moment. It did everything. It was like, I saw like it just illuminated like the women in my life that have been impactful, and just in those simple gestures, like make you feel very vulnerable and make you feel like you want to cry. But that's okay, because that's what we're saying is what makes women extraordinary is that we do feel shit.
Yeah.
You
and
know,
one of the parts that I got emotional that was pure comedy. And I do think Ryan Gosling deserves like an Oscar nomination for his performance.
I fucking agree. I really do agree. And I think I 100% agree with that.
He has these monologues and they're not like, they're not so long. I swear I was on board for every single one of them. And he says something where he's like, I like the world where I don't have to have a master's or an MBA or I don't have to be educated. I can just be a man and that puts me ahead.
Yes.
And he literally like says it out loud and it brought tears to my eyes.
Yeah, he says, I'm a man without power, so does that make me a woman?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and it made me feel like you're, like, trying to get your shoulders back and, you know, sit up straight, and you're like, man, sometimes this, you know, things are hard.
Yeah,
you know,
it is, and I thought it, like, what it does is showing, like, this is where I thought it did a good job, was that you got to see both sides of the male and female perspective. It wasn't like it is the most female forward thing I've seen my whole
life. As it should be, and it shouldn't be fucking equal, and it's perfectly fine that a story is female forward.
Yes.
Also, it's already earned $1 billion, so thanks.
Yeah. But I do feel like the story of Ken, the male perspective, is like, I got really sad when like Ken takes over. And all of
Mojo
these
Dojo.
Women, Mojo Dojo, Adobe, or whatever.
Mojo Dojo Casa House.
He's like so dumb. And all of these women are serving beers to them. But he's so fucking funny. He's so funny.
And he's so hot.
And then the end where Barbie, okay, this is a spoiler too, obviously, but when she holds her creator's hands and she gets the flash of what the life of a woman was, I lost it because it wasn't all the typical things that, like, a man would say is the life of a woman.
Right.
It was the flashes of you drunk with your friends or, like,
eating too much cake or, you know,
really moments that I do treasure. And that's what convinced Barbie to be real.
Yeah.
Like, these
is that you would
like,
still take all of the hardships to have any kind of the realness is so profound. So Barbie comes out at the same time as Oppenheimer. And this could have been a real ugly thing. And Greta Gerwig and Margot Robbie, they start this thing where they go see Oppenheimer and Oppenheimer goes and sees Barbie and everybody's celebrating everybody. And I just think what we're seeing is everybody playing a classy game. And it's wonderful. And it's wonderful to see these. By the way, there's a lot of people behind the scenes that are also making this thing happen that can be celebrated that you will never know who they are. But like, you know, all the background actors in Barbie are dancers because Greta Gerwig was like, I want dancers because even when dancers stand still, they look like they're going in some direction. And I was like, she's so smart and paying attention to every detail.
Yeah.
God, do you just want to live in that Barbie dream house?
You know I do. I am currently trying to convert my house to be the Barbie
dream
house.
I'm telling you, I've already made a plan for Halloween.
Yeah,
it's in motion.
I'm going to support. I'm going to help in any way I can.
There's a GC down the street, and I was like, look, man, I got an idea for 3 Barbie boxes. I know I'm going to make it happen. And he's like kind of laughing me off a little bit, like, ha, ha, ha. And I go, No. I need your help. My husband, you know, cooked up 1,800 dogs at the 4th of July.
You're going to help.
Yeah. You're going to help me put together these boxes because I got a really good idea. I think you're going to freak out. So this movie is
it's total eye candy.
And it is such eye candy.
Here's how much it's made for women is that I told Britt, I go, those sets were the real toys. They were like the ambulance and stuff like that. They were the real toys that we played with growing up. Like,
how about all the Barbies coming back in? There was the Barbie that you lifted the arm and the boobs grew. It was like,
oh my God.
Like growing up Skipper or something like that.
Jesus.
There was Midge, the pregnant one.
Yeah.
There was, so Alan.
You know what bugged me?
Do you not remember Alan?
No, I remember Alan. I didn't ever have an Alan.
I didn't either.
But Delilah said, that is creepy, a pregnant Barbie. And that made me sad because I was like, well, what's creepy about that?
Because you know that after all of the humping we've made our Barbies do, one of them gets knocked up.
Hey, real life.
Listen.
Real life Barbies.
Listen, real life Barbie, you better not be hitting it and quitting it without some extra plastic on yourself, if you know what I mean. If your genitals are going to touch, they
if
better have a protective.
If there's any chance you have a vagina, you better cover
protect
that shit.
It with another piece of plastic.
Yeah.
The
Barbie hot tub won't do anything.
Yeah, Barbie.
That doesn't stop anything. That's an urban legend, Barbie.
Exactly. That Barbie hot tub that's in the triplex of that house needs to be only occupado by one person.
Yeah.
I thought Ryan Gosling's chest looked fake. It was so shredded.
I think they had airbrushed. Yeah, because Britt asked me, he goes, did they put like the chest plates from 300?
He also did endless Pilates.
God, oh my God, he's such a good dancer, you guys.
He's for real a good dancer. Go back and watch Ryan Gosling do dance team when he was like, or dance recital when he was like, I think 11. This kid, it's incredible. And they were asking him on an interview because he's wearing this like, you know, MC Hammer pants and an MC Hammer shirt with like the bat wings.
Oh, yeah.
So he's got all this glitter on and stuff and he's dancing with all these girls. And they go, he goes, you know, you're going to see this and you're going to think, oh, I was made to do this routine and this and wear this outfit. And he goes, those were both my idea.
He handled
the interviews so well. These guys did so much press and answered so many weird questions. But I love when they said, how are you going to protect your girls from some of the themes that are in this movie? And he goes, well, they have an excellent mom, so I'm just going to follow her lead. And I was like, you're a knuff. You're knuff, Ken.
My husband asked me the other day, like, because he hears our interviews and stuff like that and gets frustrated sometimes by the questions that we get asked.
Oh, I know, because they're so tropey.
He goes, you know, no man ever, if he is like shooting a movie and he is gone for 2 years, do they ever say, what's going to happen to your kids?
I know.
It never gets asked. And if you're like, I can't imagine that you're a woman and this shit has never happened to you. But like, the reason this movie is so important and that like dads see this movie so that they can empathize with their daughters at least is that like Kristen and I were out of town doing shows this weekend and this guy who had numerous issues though was like getting into our space while we're just trying to have lunch before the show and He asked why we were here, and we tried to ignore him.
I tried to not answer because I just didn't want – I was like, I'm not a very good liar. And so, like, he's like, well, he just wouldn't leave us alone. He's like, what are you guys doing here? Or why are you guys here? I said, we're here on work. And I left it at that, and I was trying to sign the bill. And then he goes, well, what do you do? And I, like, in my head, I was like, play dumb, play down, so that this just goes away. But
we should say rodeo from now on.
Well, no, that's too interesting. I said, next time I'm going to be, I'm an actuary. But yeah. I go, we're comedians. And he 100% thought I was lying, that we were lying.
If you say
how
that,
how dare then- we? And then what did he say? He goes, I don't know why you guys think you have to lie about it. You guys look like, and he goes, you guys look like nurses. And I'm like, well, that's not a fucking insult if that's what you mean.
He said to his friend who came up, he goes, these two said that they're comedians. And he said, like, loud so we could hear it, I thought you were nurses. And I said, oh, because we're women.
Women, yes.
And he goes, why does it have to be sexual?
And I was like, number one, that's not even the right term, dummy. Yeah. That's not even like,
you
just.
Because assholes like you.
Yeah,
like,
because
assholes
like you.
Until you fucking learn and get some shame and don't assume like there's loads of male nurses out there.
Right. And also, go fucking see Barbie, you dumb stack, so that like.
Oh, God. No way that he will.
No.
No way that that kind of dude will.
Although I've been reading, I find this hilarious. There have been a recorded high number of breakups because of the Barbie movie, because people are taking their significant others
and
to the
like,
movie.
And they're like, that's you? And,
or they're like,
Ken?
Yeah. Like, the big one is, why are you crying at this? And can you imagine having someone next to you? You're having like these like moments where you feel like you're being seen for the first time.
Yeah.
And some dickhead next to you is like, why are you crying like this? And I would be like, well, because I have to figure out how to drop your ass before we leave this theater, sir.
Well, it's funny because, well, I don't know if it's funny, haha. Sorry, that's just my thing I say because of, if you listen to the podcast, you probably know that's one of my segues. No, I say it's funny because all the time.
Oh,
because when I listen to our podcast,
I'm convinced I have 11 words in my vocabulary.
Oh my God, it's shocking to do a podcast and listen to yourself back. You're like,
oh,
do I even say words ever? So sorry,
fun.
Everybody.
Don't
Thanks
review
for
it.
Listening. But I am a loud laugher at a comedy show, at a movie, at whatever, because I have like, I've been to
a cackle.
1 million shows where I know how much it feels good to have the 10 people in the audience laughing. If you're headed in the right direction, I will laugh at you.
Also,
I because I'm delighting
and hold on to your laugh.
I
be an easy laugher.
I'm just delighting in where you're going. I'm delighted by comedy. I have been. I always have been, and I will loud cackle. And so during this movie, like my husband loves that I laugh loud all the time. He's like,
I love that you laugh.
You get invited to every comedy show because you're great to have an audience, and. There were some girls that were like 16 or 17, and a couple times I laughed and they were like very visibly like leaning forward to like give me an eye.
What
it reminded me of, and there's America Ferrera says it, her character says it in there, which is so great. She goes, a lot of women don't like women, or a lot of women aren't feminist and they don't realize that they aren't.
Or
you know?
That they're judging women. I know. I really think
you like don't be scared when a woman doesn't follow the rules. It doesn't take your power. It's
exactly,
she's
it's
probably opening a door for you. She's not
exactly
taking anything from you. Like laugh really fucking loud and don't date or marry a guy who doesn't
like
your loud
laugh. Right. I believe that that is something that we have to learn. But also if it is true that there is this sense that, well, let's just say that there's like some reason in evolution that women don't want other women to sort of go out into the world. Like they want the tribe to stay close. I don't know. I'm just making it up. I'm saying like at this point, in order to grow, we have to decide that we're going to be okay with supporting other women, right? And I think that that doesn't come so easily to everybody. I think there's some people that are real team players and there's some people that aren't. We have to flex differently. And like, that's why Barbie made me feel like a really proud to be a woman and really proud to be a woman that likes to wear pink and that I have my own sense of femininity that like, there's like, you know, campfire Barbie and she's hanging out with like glowy Barbie, like there's like a place for all of us,
and weird Barbie, which is the weird most Barbie, wonderful which is thing ever,
probably the one I'm most closely related to. If I'm gonna be,
I
honest.
Mean, she was phenomenal. It's Kate McKinnon. Kate McKinnon plays weird Barbie.
When she said, "We all," she, you know, she talks with that weird voice mm-hmm. where she's like this, and she's like, "We've all had that Barbie that we like drew on and burned their hair," and I was like, "Where the fuck?" You're burning her hair.
Oh gosh, I had a Barbie that looked identical to her.
If you didn't cut your Barbie's hair, I don't trust you as a human. We all thought a bob would look good, and there's a reason that Barbie still doesn't have a bob.
Yeah,
you can't pull it off with those with where the hair goes in.
No, it's not made that well. But I
was gonna say one last thing.
Oh yeah,
I totally forgot. I loved the beginning of this movie with the little girls playing with the dolls.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
Barbie comes in and they made the point that it was the first time that little girls were allowed to play outside of being mothers, that they were able to play lawyers and doctors. And like, I mean, I was obsessed with Barbie growing up, again, mostly for their dating life. I just like to rub them together in as many positions as Ken was always naked or just didn't. He was Donald Duck in it. He was always without pants. But I thought that was such a wonderful observation that like these baby dolls kind of kept the girls in this like sort of like childlike place, whereas Barbie made you like excited about being a woman. And by the way, I never one time looked at a Barbie and was like, that's what I need to look like. I did it more with Pamela Anderson.
Oh,
but but like I never looked at a doll and was like, I need to have a tiny waist and big boobs.
Yeah.
That wasn't a thing. But I know that that was a pushback with a lot of feminists is they felt like Barbie set us back because of her because she's thin and little and whatever. And I was like, that didn't do it for me. That wasn't how I associated what I was supposed to be in a negative sense. Like those influences were more who I saw on television.
Right. I totally agree with you. The thing that I was going to say that I forgot to say, but I think it brings everything full circle, is I said to my husband, I feel how when women come to our show and they tell us how it made them feel, that's how I feel.
Yes.
I feel seen and I feel like it was really a magical feeling for me to be like, oh, if this is an inkling of what they feel like, I will do this till the day I die.
Yeah. Our hot flash, we're going to make it Greta Gerwig.
Yes, because, please.
And if you know her, and if you could just send her a quick message that says, I love you. Please call me. Give me your address. I'd like to stop by at your earliest convenience, which means right now.
Yes, I'm sure she'll do that.
And maybe we'll post this clip because then I just really want her to be my friend and I want to know her.
Yeah. And she's adorable too.
And I might want to kiss her a little bit. But who doesn't right now? Who doesn't?
But you Greta can also be adorable and be a super genius, creative powerhouse.
I've got all types. And I'm also married to an Irish dude, so.
That being said, I have a mom box. So this, you're going to love this, okay?
Okay. So you're going to make me cry? I don't want to feel anything.
I don't know. No, it really ties together a lot of what we've just been talking about.
Okay.
This is from Cookie D.
Cookie.
Hey, ladies. I'm sure. So this is before we did our last shows. Okay. Hey, ladies. I'm sure it's premature to say thanks for a wonderful show, but I'm sure we are going to have a wonderful time. I also want to tell you thank you. Thank you for being a part of our Soul Sisters existence. The four of us bonded over the years and big parts, and memories of our sisterhood have included you too. Thank you. Tonight in Bend, Oregon, there should be four soul sisters having a wonderful ladies' night that we've been looking forward to attending for months. Tonight in attendance, there will be three. Our fourth soul sister is being cancer ninja kicked and is kicking cancer's ass. Sidebar, we gave her,
we did a message for her.
While the unknown is still very real, the goal is to meet her grandbaby. So since laughter is so healing, we are here. We're here for our sister, Anna, wiping away the tears and ready for a wonderful night full of laughter. Thank you again for being a huge part of our soul sister group from Weed, California, who brought us t-shirts that said Weed. And wore t-shirts as a group that said weed.
That's fantastic. And we're just going to send out all the
love and good vibes.
Love and good vibes and healthy vibes. And we met them. They're wonderful friends. And
such a good bunch.
And times of trouble, you want your bravest and your best around you, you know?
They were awesome.
Well, I think we podcasted, Jenny. Okay, go see Barbie and let us know what you think.
Hey, Barbie, I think we podcasted.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Bye, Barbie.
Bye, Barbie.